This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So, Michael, this is what they call the commander-in-chief argument, that someone like Donald Trump, is he ready for the burden of command?
Well, that's what we're looking for. We're looking to see whether or not Donald Trump can actually be the commander-in-chief. And what we're looking at is his statements, his inconsistent statements. Also, you know, if you look at the torture statement, he initially said, the best way to go after ISIS is to go after the relatives of ISIS and kill them. And then he basically said, the best thing for us to do is to work with Putin and Iran to fight ISIS in Syria. So we're looking for a commander-in-chief that actually knows what he's talking about. He says he's against the Iran deal, but he's not against the Iran deal because Iran is a state sponsor of terror. He's against the Iran deal because he thinks he could have made more money. He thinks U.S. businesses should actually be able to have contracts with Iran and make money, and that's not something we're looking for in a commander-in-chief.
Yeah, and on the deal, on the issue of the Iran deal, all the other candidates have said that they will rip up that Iran deal. Donald Trump says he won't because it's so too far gone. He'll basically try to renegotiate a better price or something. Is that his stance?
Yeah, his thing is he says, hey, listen, the deal's done. It's not a deal I would have been a part of. It's a really bad deal. But to tear it up on day one, you just can't do that. Well, as a deal maker, he should know that if the other party's already in breach, it's exactly what you do. You tear up the deal. We're just looking for consistent statements. And you know, those of us that are looking at differences in the candidates, we want to see a little bit of light between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, who right now both support the deal. Both say it's a bad deal, but both support the deal.
I mean, when you look at the flip-flopping of Donald Trump on issues like torture and you know, whether or not the U.S. military has to follow international laws, what impact does that have on the U.S. military? What impact would that have, say, internationally for the United States?
Well, if he was actually the commander-in-chief and ordered the military to do something that was unlawful, illegal, or immoral, we just wouldn't do it. We have rules in place that we will not do something that's immoral or illegal. So commander-in-chief cannot order you to do something. So he would be checked by the Constitution. He would be checked by his own administration, and he would certainly be checked by the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
Okay, and very quickly here, you know, we have this thing that Donald Trump said, he's continually talking about veterans, talking about the troops, he's out there, he's raising money for military veterans, promising to make veteran affairs a priority should he be elected president. Does that resonate in any way?
No, it does. He's saying all the right things when it comes to veterans and the Veterans Administration. He is. But we're not just veterans looking for the VA to help us out. We're also veterans looking for a commander-in-chief that can actually ensure that the sacrifices made by the U.S. military weren't in vain. So that's important.
Michael, good to speak with you. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I'll tell you, some great insight from former Petraeus advisor there. Give us some insight as to what Trump can do, can't do. You know, this is part of the, I guess you can call it the charm of one Donald Trump, is he speaks first and then afterwards he's having to find himself walk things back a little bit, you know, right. And we're getting a lot more of that these days, aren't we?
Well, those are strong words there. I was actually surprised to hear those words. You know, obviously we haven't seen a President Trump in office yet, so pretty strong words to come out at this point, I think, there, you know, from that former advisor of Petraeus. But
well, I think that one of the pundits has said at this point, because of the trajectory and the maturation of the campaign itself, is now is a time to not mess things up. You want to speak less, you want to listen more, but that would be a bit out of character of one Donald Trump, I would think, right?
Yeah, I guess that hasn't fit the what we've heard so far out of him, but You never know, I guess. Huh?
Well, you know, although I will say that his acceptance speech last night seemed, you know, he's moving in the right direction.
Yep, yep.
Even though he turned it into a ShamWow kind of infomercial deal. But you got to hand it to him. People held on to him for the whole hour. Can you imagine? I mean, that's a lot of free advertisement. Well, we've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along for the ride. Because it takes all hands on deck. We're going to get the country back on track. Most of us agree, 7 out of 10 anyway, that we're on the wrong track. I say, hey, that's good. Great observation. Now what are we going to do about it? And that's where we have to come together. We have to talk about it. Nobody gets marginalized. Nobody gets invalidated because otherwise you end up with Obamacare all over again. You know, case in point. Well, a good friend of mine, and it's been a while since we've talked, Steve Beeman was... you know, early on in Bill Martinez Live was very vested. I mean, we were joined at the hip and in regular conversation. And sometimes what happens in life, it just gets in the way. And I got to tell you, Steve Beeman, I've missed your input, and I'm so glad that we have reconnected and you're back on Bill Martinez Live. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, and I'm honored to be back on. Bill, it's so nice to be with you once again.
Well, I want to remind everybody, Steve is a chartered economist, author, a speaker, media personality, CEO of the Society of Advanced Financial Education, because as we would agree, this is where it all begins. I mean, you got to get educated. You got to know what you're talking about. And, you know, the good news and bad news of this First Amendment right that we enjoy is that we can talk. You know, along with it comes responsibility so that what you're sharing is advancing the cause in the name of truth and fact so that we can make smarter decisions. The fact of the matter is there would have been too many knee-jerk reactions and too many ill-informed body politic that's gotten us into the mess that we're in, right?
Isn't that a fact, Bill? You know, I've often said the solution to our problems is education. Mm-hmm. We need people to understand the intricacies of money. They need to understand the intricacies of geopolitical issues. And they need to see clearly so when these politicians speak, they can discern whether they're speaking the truth or not.
Well, just the simple things of life. I mean, if somebody, you know, it's that age-old saying, Steve, you and I grew up with, if it's too good to be true, it probably is. And, you know, in other words, it's a lie. And this is what's been perpetrated on the body politic today. And we hear it again today, you know, with, you know, Bernie Sanders and some of the things that he's thrusting upon people, Hillary Clinton fighting for political life, coming up with these stories and just offering free stuff for people. And, you know, here it is. We had Obamacare that was supposed to be so free that has been so expensive on so many levels. You know, and no wonder people are brain bruised about all this stuff, but we got to say, hey, wise up.
Well, on both sides of the aisle, it's funny. I was talking with my trainer the other day, and he's a 30-year-old, and he is kind of predisposed to be in the Sanders camp, but he was asking my opinion, and we talk frequently. And I said, the Democratic side is akin to two kids coming out of college. One says, I've got a $5,000 Visa card. The other said, well, I'll give you a $25,000 Visa card. Well, there's party on either side of the roost, but at some point it has to get paid for.
Exactly.
And then on the Republican side, it's just a circus. And again, you can love or hate these people, but it's just blood sport to watch anymore. The class, the quality seems to have run somewhere down the line, and I don't know that we're seeing that right now.
Well, Steve, the sad thing about it, and this is where the people have to understand, they're doing it at our expense. I absolutely just, it galls me when they have the nerve to say, well, it's the government's money. No, it's not the government's money. It's our money. We're the ones. We worked hard. We provided to the government. There should be a fiduciary responsibility, and that is a serious word that means when you take the people's money, you better treat it with respect and there better be return on investment. But the people have sat back and they've allowed their government to run roughshod on them and rip us off blind. And as if that's not enough, they go, hey, it's only $19 trillion. If you gave us another $19 trillion, we'd do a much better job. And I'm not sure what they mean by much better job. If they mean much better job at stealing even more from us, or, you know, maybe even giving us something that might approach a return on investment.
Well, Bill, I think you just very eloquently stated the reason that Donald Trump is so popular.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are fed up and tired of politicians in Washington saying, just give us more. We'll take care of it. We'll take care of it. And it just gets deeper and deeper and deeper. And you see that again with Bernie Sanders, who is perceived as an outsider, whether he is or not is another story. But he's certainly perceived as one. And clearly, Trump and Cruz are outsiders on the Republican side. So the nation is kind of waking up saying we're done with the same old, same old.
Well, the challenge that we have right now, Steve, is that we don't let the fulcrum swing just 180 degrees in the opposite direction without some sense of, some sense of responsibility, I guess, or buyer beware, because it's just not a matter of just saying, hey, look, we hated so much of what happened the last 8 years under this theoretical and empirical president who wanted to throw all history out the door and come up with these new ideas and take us, you know, and take us in a direction that would set us up for a Bernie Sanders of all people to have place in the body politic today. I mean, you know, Bernie Sanders has come about because of Barack Obama.
Bill, you couldn't be more accurate, and I'm glad people are listening to your show to hear those words, because what you say is wisdom and truth. We don't want to have a knee-jerk reaction out of a disliking or loathing of the last 8 years that pushes that pendulum so far out on either side. And the outsider perspective is valuable, and I'm glad to see America waking up in that sense. But we need to make sure that we vet the outsiders, too, on both sides, to make sure they don't bring in policies that even further radicalize the nation.
Well, yeah. I mean, look at the so-called, and of course, it's kind of funny right now to hear him talk about this, Steve, is that, you know, Trump brings up this idea, this concept, and turn the establishment into this nebulous, ethereal kind of body politic out there somewhere in the ether. He said, well, I'm not even sure what an establishment is. And everybody else, and Dana Perino and everybody, well, I'm not sure what what do you mean you don't know what an establishment is? you know, you guys have been the ones pulling the levers. You're the ones that have convinced the body, you know, Republican Party, oh, give them the Senate. They're going to do great things for us. And what have they done, you know, but just add another $1 trillion of debt on top of
I had to laugh when Mitt Romney came out last week with his diatribe against Donald. If nothing else, that solidified in people's minds that there really is an establishment whose single goal is to keep the status quo.
Exactly. Well, you know, it all comes back to, I guess, the driving force of life, and that is that we all want to control things, right? You know, I don't care.
Well,
you know,
should.
But you're,
you and I if, should control our own lives. Let's not let them control them for us.
Exactly. But you have at that level, you know, they're not just satisfied with controlling their kids or their family. You know, it's like, hey, let's control the world, you know. And so here it is. They, you know, they want to shift the levers. They want to control things. And they're running, you know, they're running scared because they see Donald Trump and they're going, oh, Lord, how are we going to control this bull in a china shop? But we, the people, you know, the everyday voting public needs to stop and ask that question as well. Hey, he's going to go in and turn some tables upside down. But guess what? You know, some of your tables that you like so much, He's going to turn those upside down, too. You better believe it, right?
You are dead right. You're absolutely dead on point.
Hey, Steve, I want you to stay. Can you stay with us another segment?
I certainly can.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, because I want to talk about your article, The Downside of Overregulation. This leads into what we've been talking about a little bit here. Steve Beeman, chartered economist, author, speaker, media personality is with us. We've got more from Steve right after this. Stay with us, America. It is just about 14 after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, given the choice, why not make it a good life, huh? That's what I say. I always like that statement in the Bible where it says, what lies before you is death and life. And it is your choice, okay? And in case you're confused, let me tell you what the good choice is, and that is choose life. I'm for that all the time. That's just me. It's what drives me. I share that with you for what it's worth. And my hope and prayer is that you would choose life today. And it is a good life. At just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now, our conversation continues with the chartered economist, author, speaker, media personality, and CEO of the Society of Advanced Financial Education. Steve Beamon is with us. Steve, as we were talking about before, is that, you know, you get the pendulum swinging back, you get overreaction, and, we're hearing a lot about government intervention and overregulation. And I thought you wrote a brilliant column here about the downside of overregulation, and which dovetails into what we're talking about, and that is when you get the intervention and power of government moving in full force, you get with it a bonus today only, all these unintended consequences, right?
It is absolutely for real. And if I guess there are some poster children, if you will, for that concept. If you look at the Affordable Care Act, which was supposed to help the little guy, that was supported by Walmart and all the big companies because they could afford it. The unintended consequence is you created a part-time employment model in small business because they couldn't afford it. And that article specifically relates to the Department of Labor's pushing to have a fiduciary standard put upon all of financial services that deal in retirement money. And the unintended consequence there is the little guy, and I mean little, those with less than $500,000 in investable money, they're going to get no help from anyone because the money isn't there to do it.
Exactly. Yeah, it absolutely kills them, and this is what's killing the backbone of our society, why we've lost so many full-time jobs. And, you know, let's look at the real numbers. This is what galls me as well, Steve, is this information that comes from our government. And they say this with a straight face, and it's like, come on, are you kidding me? You know, a 5% unemployment rate? You want to talk about jobs, you know, job creation, and you're creating more part-time jobs than full-time jobs, but, oh, no, we can't talk about that. The media can't address that because there's so much in the tank to this government. It's like, don't you realize what you're doing to the United States of America in order to carry the water for, you know, this individual and this administration you buy in their ideology? And it's like, nowhere else in your life would you accept this kind of operation where you would say, hey, you know, 8 years down the road, it's still not working, but we're just going to keep on going forward.
No, you know, and I know in the private sector, if anybody behaved like they do in Washington, you'd be let go in an instant. The numbers they put out are oftentimes, they're not lies, but they're misrepresented. To your point about unemployment, the way they rationalize that is they offer many different unemployment numbers. You can pick and choose the one you want. When it comes down to the budgets and the deficits and all that, they pick and choose how they want to report it, how they want to record it. So the American public gets the wool pulled over their eyes, and to your point about the media, the so-called fourth estate, they don't call these people out on it. So it's up to Americans to know what's going on.
Well, they're cooking the book, Steve. I mean, you know, in any kind of business, the heartbeat and health record of a business is your balance sheet. It's your financials. This, in a sense, is part of, you know, our country's financials here. And how is somebody down the road, 20 years from now, going to look back and go, you know, how did Barack Obama have a 5%, you know, unemployment rate? And then they got to go in and do all the, you know, they got to do all the forensic math on this thing to figure out, oh, they lied.
Well, I think if you look back over the last 8 years, we not only added $9 trillion or 10 to the debt, but we also expanded the Federal Reserve's currency and balance sheet by $3 trillion. So you've got $13, $14 trillion in stimulus, and the economy has grown by only $3 trillion. That's not a very good equation for success.
Right. It's not even a good investment, Steve.
But those built to the point, and that's why I established the society at statefinancial.org, because people need to know this stuff, and we provide the information. They need to grasp it and run with it for their own benefit.
Because there are some simple things for them to do and benefit from. I've often said, Steve, you and I have had this conversation many times, if you want to be successful, do what successful people do And one of the first things they do is they get educated, right?
That is the first, foremost, and core issue. Absolutely. Knowledge is power, and knowledge put into action is superpower.
Well, and there it is. Real quick, Steve, let's give let's give the good folks a good idea. You know, it's been a while since you and I've talked, you know, about the SAFE principles.
Well, first of all, we are in alignment with people like Dave Ramsey saying to either get out of debt or be very careful with your debt. You don't want to be a slave to your creditors. Number two, learn to put money away. Become part of the capitalist system. Be an owner. Put money away that you can start to begin to invest in a society, economy, and through that, you will grow to be wealthy at some point. It's not that hard. The power of compounding can play out for anybody.
Exactly. Well, and it is a process, but you just have to decide to, you know, get in the process, right, Steve?
Absolutely. In fact, we have a program we're starting up shortly called Building a Nation of Millionaires, and we're going to find 75,000 people who want to be millionaires. And over the next 5 years, we're going to make that happen.
Well, Steve, going back to your article, Downside of Overregulation, where the government has come in and really put a stick in the spokes of our economy and has hindered the operation, and it wonders why, the economy is not rolling along. And the hardest thing for government to do is to stand back and let the free enterprise system heal itself, which I felt it could have done back in the crash of 08 if they'd have left it alone. Just my humble opinion, but they just could not help themselves. They felt like they had to interject. And what did they do? Where did they put the money? But to cronies that supported their political interests.
Support you more. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is freedom works. And when you give free people an opportunity to interact freely, they will build an economy that works for them. But when government overregulates it, overtaxes it, the drain of that on the national economy is such that we are getting 2-2.5% growth rather than the dynamic 4-4.5% growth we should be getting.
Exactly. Steve, like you, I believe there's just so much pent-up energy and productivity that is lying dormant within the assets of this country, and that is the people themselves. That's what this country has been built on, is the ambition and the earnest productivity, the hard work of Americans, and they just need to know that there's a free runway to success. Let them loose, and let's have let's release the productive bulls if we can, down the main streets of America, and let's start having fun again. Why not?
That's right, and that does come down with faith, because faith puts boundaries upon that growth that are healthy and creates values to a society where it's true wealth that's built, not just financial wealth.
Well, you and I are talking about this in the face of a growing movement, and one that I'm concerned about when you see a guy like Bernie Sanders capturing the imaginations of too many of the young people that think that it's all about a free lunch.
Well, they've been raised, unfortunately, in a generation that is not built in faith. They've seen families that are dysfunctional. The majority of these kids come out of divorced families and don't know love in the concept you and I grew up with it. And as a result, they're looking for anything that can provide a connection, and they feel a connection with Bernie.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Steve, where can the folks go for more information on SAFE?
Well, come to safefinancial.org on the web or call me directly at 630-923-5008.
Okay, again, the website again, Steve, real quick?
It's safefinancial.org.
SafeFinancial.org, and the phone number again, 630?
Yeah, 923-5008.
Steve Beamon, chartered economist, author, speaker, media personality, CEO of the Society of Advanced Financial Education. Steve, as always, an honor and a pleasure to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live. It is 28 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are, America.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuzena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nufina because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nufina Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dives deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Got to get you into my life.
What can I do? What can I be when I'm with you? I want to stay there.
Hey, we're back with you, America. It was still one of my favorite Beatles songs, Got to Get You Into My Life. What a great arrangement. It's so uplifting. I mean, how do you not get up and moving when you hear something like that? It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. I am Bill Martinez. Joanna Citron is with us. She's the Coors Light Leader of the Year, and she's going to receive a $25,000 grant to develop a Latino leadership program for the Denver Film Society, a nonprofit organization that engages diverse communities through unique and thought-provoking film experiences like the Cine Latino Film Festival and educational programs for adults and filmmakers. Now, the Denver Film Society is the creator of the award-winning Denver Film Festival. So let's bring on Joanna Citron right now. Joanna, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you and congratulations. What a great opportunity for you and an honor here, as a Denver community leader and to be leading the way for the Denver Film Festival like this. This is awesome.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'm still on cloud nine from it.
Well, explain, to our audience a little bit about the background, for the award and the recognition, if you would, please.
Sure. So the Coors Light Leaders program has been around for 10 years now. We're actually celebrating the 10th anniversary tonight. And the program is really around to highlight the achievements of emerging Latino community leaders And it's open to the public. The new round of nominations actually opens on April 19th. Mm. And if you have a Latino leader in your community that you want to nominate, it can be at CoorsLightLeaders.com.
That's it, CoorsLightLeaders.com. Now, for you, Joanna, I mean, you know, you've been able to achieve some success, and I'm sure people want, you know, some of the tips of, and golden nuggets along the way that you've picked up that have promoted your success. Share those with our audience, if you would.
Sure. So, and these are also available online at the CoorsLightLeaders.com page. There's a new podcast up where I sort of outline a little bit of my backstory, but in a nutshell, it comes down to working hard and, you know, not being afraid to pursue what you're passionate about. I think the combination of passion and knowing what you want to do with your life and a good work ethic will make you a success no matter what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. And I found that part of that passion is driven that by what you enjoy. If you enjoy doing it and you look forward to getting up every morning to go out there and do the job that's been assigned to you, it definitely makes it a lot more enjoyable and a lot easier, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. I mean, it sounds cliche, but it, you know, if you love what you do, it's never going to feel like work.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and one of the things that you speak of, I think, is one of the traditional values of the Latino culture, and that is that Latinos have never been afraid of hard work, have we?
No. I mean, I started working at a movie theater when I was 14. I had to have a special work permit because I was too young to technically be hired there.
Mm. Yeah, well then, but that's the way you broke through. I mean, for me, I remember I started making money. I came from a big family. How big is your family?
You know, I'm actually an only child, but I can't possibly begin to count the extended family.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, mm-hmm. I'm an anomaly in my world.
Without a doubt. I mean, there were 9 kids in my family, okay? And and so we started working early, and it wasn't, you know, my first job, actually, in Oxnard, California, was picking strawberries. I think I was 5 years old. My brothers drugged me to this field to pick strawberries. I worked the whole week.
Oh.
I worked the whole week, and I made $1.10. And I put that $1.10 on top of the TV. My dad used to say to me, "Aren't you going to spend that money?" I said, "No, I'm not going to spend that money." For me, it was one of those trophies that I had on top of the TV, not because of something positive, but it was something that said to me, I don't have a problem working hard. I just don't want to work that hard for that little."
Yeah.
So at 5 years old, I figured it out. But you know, after that, then I got into other enterprises that allowed me to earn some money and, you know, help out with the family, because, you know, that's what you do. I guess I've just been driven at an early age, again, which is representative of, you know, of our culture. So for you, Joanna, what did it mean? Like you say, you're still trying to get your brain around, you know, this honor to be named Coors Light Leader of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's just an unbelievable honor. The whole process has been surreal. You know, it's an online public voting competition, and the support I received from the second I announced my nomination to today has been unbelievable. And, you know, to be recognized for doing something you love doing is another amazing feeling.
Now, the grant money that is going to be given to you, and of course, combined with the award, how is this going to help you make a positive impact in your community? Though you're already, your community has gotten behind you, obviously, by voting for you. So this is really encouraging. But it goes beyond the money and beyond the award, doesn't it?
It really does. I mean, we are thrilled to be able to put on the Cine Latino Festival with the backing of this grant now in September. And what that means is we're going to have more opportunities to bring in filmmakers from around the world to really interact with our community and empower our community to, you know, make change or make films of their own. We're also going to be adding educational programs that showcase the work of Latino filmmakers, as well as encouraging local Latino filmmakers to create their own films. And we will be paying special attention to bringing out Latino industry professionals here to Denver to talk to local filmmakers and really elevate their filmmaking process.
Of course, this really advances the education of Latinos in the community, not to mention others, too, that, you know, get to take advantage of, you know, this kind of education and, you know, this kind of input into the community. I mean, this really raises the boats of everybody, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I can't tell you how excited I am to be able to pair, you know, a Latino, let's say, director or screenwriter with a local Latino screenwriter and see what happens, see what kind of collaboration and what kind of growth happens with their career. Because education is really about access and being able to provide those tools. And thanks to this grant, that's something that we as a film society are going to be able to give back to our community.
Wow, that's awesome. Well, in your opinion, Joan, if I can ask you, what are some of the obstacles Hispanics face in pursuing an education today?
I really believe, and this is, you know, my kind of personal lens, so obviously there are so many more obstacles, but for me, it was always a matter of visibility and representation. I never saw Puerto Rico in my history books. I never read a story about a Puerto Rican woman who wanted to be a doctor in my English class. And I think that that's a huge obstacle to face. You know, I think, you know, in order for a lesson to resonate, you really have to find some way to touch your students and you know, flip their thinking. And I think that having that representation in your lessons or in the education is really key to having the kids connect with the material.
Well, you know, and to your point, Joanna, I mean, there are a lot of Hispanics, a lot of great stories out there that haven't been told, that even in this
sure.
information age, that, you know, it's up to, you know, people like you and I to tell the story. I mean, how many people understand that there's a Hispanic, you know, host of a nationally syndicated radio show that is expanding by leap and bounds today, you know, across the country by way of Bill Martinez Live. And back in 1972, when I came into Los Angeles radio, I was the first Hispanic on a contemporary radio station, believe it or not, only, you know, in just that short time ago. So these are the stories that need to be told, and your story is so important to pass on because it does open up the possibilities. Congratulations, Joanna Cintron. Appreciate you coming on. This is Bill Martinez Live.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Faith leaders everywhere are filled with praise for the young Messiah. Dr. Ted Baer calls it an exhilarating family experience.
You seek a family from Nazareth with a boy named Jesus.
Focus on the Family calls it a remarkable movie.
Why did God choose me? What if I'm not strong enough?
And Hugh Hewitt raves, it's a spectacular movie that should not be missed.
He's just a child.
He is not just a child.
The Young Messiah, rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
I grew up in a family with 9 kids. I must have been the fastest eater because I was the only one that was chubby. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. When I was growing up, almost no one was overweight. I've maintained my weight pretty well since then. As I get older, the 10-2-1-2 weight loss system is making it much easier to control my weight. It curbs my appetite, gives me energy, and even improves my mood. Maybe 10-2-1-2 could help you. Go to ilikethewayilook.com and check it out for yourself. That's ilikethewayilook.com.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Martinez.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Now coming to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon. And, you know, it's 3 hours every day, the third hour. Our goal is to open up the phone lines. We want to get you involved in the conversation. It's important if we're going to get this country back on track. You've heard me say time and again, it's heavy lifting time. That means we all have to be in. We all have to do our part to get this country back on track. And let's open up the phone lines. Let's hear what you have to say about it. Jot this number down, 877-317-6432. That's 877-317-6432. We're going to be opening up the phone lines here in a couple of minutes. And we want to get your input. Tell us what's on your mind. What are your thoughts about, last night's primaries? What are you thinking about Donald Trump? About Bernie Sanders? Do you think that one Hillary Clinton is going to be indicted? Do you think it's all a false narrative and, it's not going to happen? This is your radio show. It's all about you. So your chance to chime in as we open up the phone lines, 877-317-6432. Right now, though, we're honored, at a time when this country is mourning a former first lady. She is lying in a state there at the Reagan Library. She'll be there today and tomorrow. The flags are across the country are being flown at half-mast in honor of her and her contribution to this country of ours. And we're talking about Nancy Reagan. And with us is Douglas Michael McKinnon, author of The 40 Days, A Vision of Christ's Lost Weeks. But he's also the speechwriter for President Ronald Reagan, President George H.W. Bush, and was also press secretary to former Senator Bob Dole. Douglas Michael McKinnon, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Bill, thanks for having me on. It's a real honor. I appreciate it.
Well, it's an honor to have you with us to give us some added insight to one Nancy Reagan. I mean, you were there up close and personal. So many kind things have been said about her, although I'm sure that, you know, for those that didn't necessarily appreciate her participation in her husband's administration, even to this day, which is beyond me, I'm sure some of the kind things, you know, are hard for them to hear. But, you know, but what you hear time and time again, you know, just flat out true about her.
Well, Bill, it really is, and as a writer for President Reagan, which was the highest honor professionally in my life to this day, and I think always, it was very special to have a bit of a ringside seat to see that relationship and to realize how much love that couple had for each other. And one of the things, and you know, there's revisionist history, of course, all the time, and we deal with that. But, Bill, one of the most amazing things to anybody that saw that couple was to realize how much Nancy Reagan loved her husband, how much she had his back, how much she was always trying to protect him and to make sure that he was getting the best advice possible. Because like anything, whether you're a CEO or a politician or the President of the United States, sometimes people have agendas that aren't necessarily to the benefit of the president or the country. Mm-hmm. And Nancy Reagan was always looking out for her husband, and it was just an amazing love that you got to witness firsthand.
Well, one of the things that I've observed consistently with, you know, marriages that sadly are unique, like Nancy and Ronald Reagan, is the idea that they completed one another. You know, Ronald Reagan, there were certain things that he didn't necessarily like. Nancy did, and she filled that void, and that was their partnership. I mean, in a sense, you know, we hear about, you know, the Clinton dynamic, that we got two for one. Certainly that would be the case with the Reagans, is that we did get two for one.
Well, you got two for one in a much more subtle way, of course. You know, President Reagan was one of the most human presidents ever, in the sense that he connected with everybody because of the sort of the tough childhood that he had. And Bill, for me, probably the most meaningful exchange I ever had with President Reagan was in the Oval Office, where the two of us were talking privately about our respective alcoholic fathers and the impact it had upon us as children. And to be honest, we both got a little bit emotional. But then you see, because of the strength he had as a human being and as a president, he was happy to get emotional at times. And he was happy to do that also because of the strength of the relationship he had with his wife. To your point, they really did complete each other, and it really was an amazing couple. And I was watching video of Mrs. Reagan the other day after she passed, where she was saying that, you know, some people say that the grieving process gets better after a year or two. And for me, it's only gotten harder since I've lost Ronnie, and that just speaks to how much she loved him.
Exactly. And as she, you know, related when, you know, the president was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you know, she referred to that era as the long goodbye. And, you know, and it was so touching, you know, to you know, hear the way she spoke. And even, you know, one thing, you know, like they always say, a picture can tell you, you know, speak a thousand words. One of my favorite pictures of her was when she's looking up at the president when he was giving a speech. And it was a look of admiration and love that just comes screaming out in that picture that somebody had captured. It was a rather unique moment, but very telling.
Well, Bill, I think that's right. And again, you know, sort of the social elite in Washington, D.C. at the time, where we're always a bit annoyed because guess what? Ronald and Nancy Reagan did not need them. They did not need them to be complete. They were just as happy, or in fact, much happier, to the two of them to be sitting in the residence of the White House watching a movie together or holding hands or talking. The only company they ultimately needed was each other's, and that tended to bother the Washington elite, but they could care less.
But what an example for marriage. You know, though this president, and a lot has been said about an aspiring president being married more than once. Ronald Reagan, of course, married twice, right? Was it twice or three? Yeah, twice. But yet here was, he found his soulmate. And what a glowing example to the rest of the country and the world of what marriage could be.
Well, I think that's right, and you know, sort of, I guess, this Easter season, I think it's okay to say that we were blessed to have President Reagan, but also blessed to have Nancy Reagan standing alongside of him and looking after him for his years as president and afterwards.
Well, speaking of the Easter season, you have written Just an incredible story, the 40 Days of Vision of Christ Lost Week. Break that down for our audience, if you would, please.
Yeah, Bill, thank you for bringing that up. You know, again, I think I'm a fairly sane and rational person, but what happened was over the last 10 or 15 years, and honestly for just like 10 or 15 seconds at a time, I would have a flash in my head about the 40 days. There's a great story there. Tell it. And I had no idea what that meant. And so I would just literally, like anybody, I would just make a note on a yellow sticky and put it on the wall. And I remember a few years ago, my wife came into my home office, and on the wall was a yellow sticky that said the 40 days. And she said, well, what's that? And I said, well, you know what? I honestly don't know. And this went on for about the last 10 or 15 years. And then just this past September, a few months ago, I was sitting in my home office working on an entirely different project and book when in 3 minutes, the entire story of this 40 days, including character names, places, dialogue, flooded into my head. And then I just started making notes like crazy. And I sat in that chair for the next 10 hours and I wrote this book. I will never, of course, claim anything spiritual in my entire life, but do I have a rational explanation for what happened? No. And what the story is basically that came to me was a 79-year-old man sitting in a one-room stone hut just outside of Jerusalem, 70 years after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, telling his granddaughter and her husband of a miraculous thing that happened to him as a 9-year-old boy when he was a 9-year-old orphan in the streets of Jerusalem, when he happened to stumble upon the procession of a bloody and beaten man carrying a heavy, heavy timber cross. And he had a brief interaction with that bloody and beaten man. And then for the next 40 days, this little 9-year-old boy was a witness to the 40 days after the resurrection. And that's the story that came into my head. And then not knowing really what to do with that, Bill, I sat down over the last number of weeks with 7 ministers and priests and asked them, you know, to get their counsel. And, you know, should I talk about it? How do I talk about it? Do I talk about the backstory on how it came to me? Because, of course, people are going to say either you're crazy or, you know, all kinds of different things. And it's surreal to be sure. But, Bill, all 7 priests and ministers told me it was basically my responsibility to tell the backstory and let people think what they want. But ultimately what it is, as I think you and I would both agree, is sort of the country and the world spiral further into chaos. And I think as Christianity honestly is under more attack both in the United States and horribly in other parts of the world, I do believe, no matter what, I was supposed to write this innocent little book at this time and hopefully spread the word, because you and I both know, too, sort of the mainstream media is not exactly going to pick up this book and talk about it. And the only way ultimately you get people to know about this story is word of mouth.
Exactly. Well, and that is the basis of this as well, because as we know in the early days, the narrative, the public narrative, stories like this that were passed around about Jesus, about his execution. You know, at times, you know, there were times along the way when people were asked, you know, did you not hear about what happened in Jerusalem? I mean, the impact that must have had. And the amount of oral traditional conversation about these events, just had to be absolutely incredible. But what a great story, just in time for the Easter season. Douglas Michael McKinnon on Bill Martinez. Douglas, thank you so much for being with us. It is 3 minutes before the top of the hour, America.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.